Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. 'Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online from KC.
Joe Biden and Kamala have started that hard work because we have to remember
true.
Our allegiance to our democracy. We are Americans first. We are partisans. We have different views. And we're not all going to see
it. I like her purple jacket, though. That's cute. But honey, let me tell you something. White people is acting surprised, but black people are not goddamn surprised. We didn't seen this shit before. We didn't read about it. We didn't heard about it. Just this time, it ain't against the black folks. I'm gonna be honest with you. I am not surprised. But there is a little bit of like, damn, they really don't give a fuck. Black people like, shit, we wish we could get away with some shit like that. We couldn't do that if we wanted to. We can't hold a damn peaceful protest and ask just to be treated as equal. Shit. Let alone try to goddamn go in and be on camera. These are the worst goddamn criminals ever. Listen, these folks are not only breaking the law by going and trying to overturn the government. I guess they didn't think there was nothing wrong with it. But not only did they do it, these motherfuckers is recording it. And they're taking pictures of documents and everything goddamn else. This is why you ain't supposed to leave nothing on your desk in the first motherfucking place. All your shit is supposed to be locked away on a secure goddamn computer. Should not be out unlocked ever. See, but y'all always thought the black people was gonna do it. Y'all ain't goddamn even think about the motherfuckers goddamn extremists that's against us. Like, for real, for real. You got the blacks, the whites, and the politicians. Because, child, if I ain't realized nothing else, if anything, it's the government that put black people against white people and instill and enforce that there's a difference between how blacks are treated and how whites are treated. And the white people didn't realize it, that it was the government, which is the politics, blacks and whites. And blacks is just a larger majority and whites is a large majority too, because you could be Italian, you could be European, you could be Irish, you could be all these different regions of white. Just like you can be all different regions of Asians, but and they may be treated better than black people. And then you have all different regions and types of black people. But baby, there is not nair black group that can get that close to do what they goddamn did in America. Because as soon as black people get the goddamn doing something, they already thinking that we seeking revenge. Even if we ain't goddamn seeking revenge and we like, all is forgiven. Clearly, we just want to be able to build. We forgive you for all the shit that y'all done did. All right, we done forgave y'all, well, for the most of us. And now we just want to be able to go and do what the fuck we want to goddamn do. That's all it is. And we can't even goddamn do that without goddamn being met with force. But these people on this TV, not only did they goddamn break in and take over, they were trying to look for, do harm to people that are elected officials. This is my take on this. One, this provides a clear view of inequalities and injustices within the system. Secondly, this is going to give us the opportunity to see what happens when white people go way far out over the top with some shit versus when black people, we just trying to get treated right. We ain't asking for nothing extra. We just want to be treated like regular goddamn white people. Give us a little bit of favor. Give us a little bit of grace. Don't be trying to put us in jail all the goddamn time, which I believe that if you end quota-based policing where it doesn't matter how many tickets you get, you're not getting no bonus based on the amount of tickets that you give out. Because if you got to reach a quota in order to give out tickets, then you're going to stop whoever you know you can damn get to say, okay, they did it to. You know what I'm saying? Like a white person, they can get away with more because they can fight more. When black people, they just be like, all right, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? They got me. They'll goddamn take a plea deal even if they didn't do some goddamn shit. Black people goddamn just want to go ahead and whatever is coming, just let it come on so we can go on and get on. So I'm sitting here and I'm watching the news and they're talking about people are surprised. Honey, I'm be honest with you. We may have not expected them to act like this, but we are definitely not surprised by their actions. We are just surprised at who they're acting out against, because evidently they probably see that it ain't really black and white black versus white thing, it's systematically set up a certain way. And now they are fighting the same thing that we are fighting, but they're fighting it for a fucked up reason. I made a comment on somebody's post the other day, like, I can't even believe that they acting like this over something like this. And they would expect for black people to act like these white folks is acting, and we don't act like that. We can't even damn bear to act like that. So it's baffling, only in a sense, like, damn, maybe they waking up and realizing that it ain't the black folks that's against you. You ain't got to be against us. You just know that they are not for us, so you can use that on your behalf to do what you want, because you've been doing what you want for all this time, basically. So this shit right here throwing me for a loop, the surprise of how people are like, I can't believe it. It's like the same way they damn burned down Tulsa and every other dango massacre, including when the pilgrims came in and took this bitch over. That is the same actions that they've taken against black people, and it goes really dismissed. So I'm eager to see how everything plays out, both politically, and I want to see how things play out in law enforcement, because this should show you the difference. This should breed change, but we don't know if change is going to take place. That's the part you got to watch for and just say, what's going to happen next?
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight, brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your Life Enhancement Coaching Specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better, and for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.